All right, move along to UCLA coach Ben Howland, and the Bruins are on the road. They're at Cal on Thursday, and then follow up with Stanford on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach Howland.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Good morning, Ben. I was curious what you see when you look at Cal.
Cal is really playing well right now. Obviously, you saw that firsthand on Sunday at Arizona, and they have, you know, arguably the premier player in our conference in Alan Crabb. He is a special player. He's leading the league in assists. And then they have a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, anytime you have Mike Montgomery combined with good players, you know, you've got a great situation. And, you know, you can see how much that team continues to develop under his guidance. But, you know, I love Cobbs, too. I think that they have the best backcourt in our league, and the stats bear that out. And they're really playing well. They've won 3 of their last 4. You know, they've beaten Oregon and Arizona in successive weeks. So, you know, they're playing at a high level, and we're going to have to really, really be at our best to, you know, win on the road.
Seems like after the last couple of weeks, both Cal and Stanford both kind of positioned themselves to having an argument for the NCAA tournament.
No question. You know, and the win for Stanford over Arizona State on Saturday is a huge win. I mean, Arizona State is really a good team. They're really playing well. But I also think it speaks to the strength of our conference. So I was on a show earlier today with some East Coast folks, and there's recognition across the country, I think, that the Pac-12 is back, that we arguably have, you know, 5 teams that could be in the NCAA tournament out of this conference this year. And, you know, anybody can beat anybody on a given night, and it's home or away. And that's what makes for a great conference. And this conference is, I think, really, really good this year, a lot of really good players. Very well-coached teams. You know, I think that, you know, it's just tough.
How do you slow down a guy like Crabb, especially given what he did the other night?
Well, you know, he's been doing it for quite a while now. And some of his shots the other night were just unbelievable. I mean, all right in your face. He's got such great length. He's really good at cutting without the basketball. He is maybe the best player in our conference. He at reading screens, whether to curl, whether to fade. He needs very little time to get a shot off. He's always able to create separation. And then they do a lot of great things to get him open looks. Cobbs is always delivering him the ball. They set great screens. They're very efficient in executing their offense. And, you know, so it's a tough one.
Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. Your player, your team, especially the 3 freshmen that are getting a lot of minutes, you consider them no longer freshmen? Are they playing like more experienced players? And how have they grown over the course of this season?
They've grown immeasurably. I mean, when you look at where we were, I mean, I'm really pleased that you know, the way that Shabazz, for example, has developed to be a better defensive player. You know, he still has, you know, a long ways to go, but he's so much better than he was back in November. And that just comes with experience and learning. But they're good. You know, they've really improved. But they're still freshmen. I mean, they've never been to Cal. They've never been to Palo Alto. I mean, this is a first-time experience for all 4 of them. And you know, they're playing time-wise, you know, and how they've played, you know, they're not playing like freshmen. I mean, Shabazz is the second leading scorer after Crabb in our conference and conference games right now. You know, Kyle's been really playing well, and Kyle had one of his best games of the year, maybe his best game against Cal last time. So I'm hoping he can, you know, come up with a similar type outing when we're up there in Berkeley this week.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from John Henderson, Denver Post.
Yeah, Ben, with so many young players, how's the battle been for getting the right chemistry this season?
Well, you know what? Our chemistry is one of the keys to why we've had a pretty solid campaign thus far. Our guys really like each other. Everybody knows they're going to play, who's in the rotation. You know, when you come out, you're going back in. Our chemistry's been great. And it started with our older players. You know, the Wares, Larry Drew, and Norman Powell have been absolutely fantastic in embracing the freshmen. And our trip to China this summer, when we went on a foreign tour as a team, I thought was really good because it really helped the, you know, the bonding process start early.
Your next question comes from Reed Forgrave, FoxSports.com.
Hey, Coach. Looking at your guys' numbers, there's some, like, really impressive offensive numbers there, like Drew leading the country in assist-to-turnover ratio, Shabazz scoring like he is. Do you feel like things are coming together, and are there signs that come March you guys are going to be, you know, a team that could really go deep into March?
You know what? I'm just trying to get through Thursday, so I can't even March right now. I know that's hard for people to understand, but my total focus is on this weekend. And, you know, we're right now in a dogfight trying to, you know, finish, high in this conference and tied for first with two other very good teams in Arizona and Oregon, and that's our total focus right now.
What about, like, the signs of progress since November? I know you mentioned Shabazz has been playing much better defense. What are the
You know, that's a good question. Our team field goal percentage defense is second in the conference right now. So that's a huge step from where we were early on. If you look at the conference stats, we're number two after 11 games with seven to go. The bad stat is that we're last in rebound margin. I mean, significantly. This is one of the poorest rebounding teams, if not the poorest, I've had in my tenure here at UCLA. And that's something that if we're going to win on the road, we've got to do a better job rebounding the basketball. The best thing we've done all year, and it starts with Larry, and you brought it up, is that we've done a great job taking care of the basketball and limiting our turnovers. And a big reason is the ball's in his hands a lot.
Cool. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your final question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Ben, you've always embraced the tradition down there fully. I just wondered how you reacted to Bill Walton's critical comments the other night.
Well, Bill's been critical, since he started doing our games against Missouri. And, he's an analyst, and that's his job and his right to be critical, and I understand that. And, it's just part of our business, Bud, that especially in a high-profile position like being the coach at UCLA, which is always going to be in the shadow of the greatest coach in the history of the game at any level, Bill Walton's college coach. And so that's Bill's point of reference. I understand that. You got to remember, his point of reference is 60-0 his first 2 years of eligibility. And so anything less than what he experienced, I think, for him is very difficult to accept. And I understand that. And I want to ask you a question, Bud, before we get off the air here. I was really sorry to hear about Lorenzo's mother. I didn't find out about that until Sunday. When did she pass away? I just heard about that. Is that true that his mother passed?
I know very little about it, Ben. I only heard about it on the broadcast, I believe, Sunday night. So I'm.
And when did they say she passed away? Because I didn't even know. I mean, I would have said something to Lorenzo, obviously, at our game on Thursday. I didn't know that it even happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even sure they when they made reference to it, I'm not even sure. There wasn't much written about it or even known about it up here, so it sort of went under the radar.
Yeah, I'm surprised because he's such a classy person, and I wanted to be able to reach out to him and send him my prayers and thoughts. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ben, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week. All right,
bye-bye.